Blog Talk Radio.
There is a time when we should heed a certain cause, 'cause the world, it seems, is right in this line. The chance we're taking in needing our own lives, it seems we need nothing at all. I used to feel that I should give away my heart, and it shows that we are needing it there. Then I read the headline. Dying there, and it shows that we were cheating there.
We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones who pick a fight of the day, so let's start giving. There's a chance we're taking, we're taking our own life. It's true.
Hello, this is Leslie Gist. You listen to the Gist of Freedom blog show. Tonight our guest is Miss Terry Johnson. Are you on the line, Terry?
Yes, I am.
Great. I'm glad to have you on as a guest. Could you tell everybody why you're here?
I'm here to invite everybody to a wonderful event that's being held this Saturday, August 21st, in Bordentown, called Food for the Soul Diversity Celebration.
Okay. What is so special about Bordentown? Why do you think a town like Bordentown would celebrate diversity?
We're so enriched with different cultures, and it's just a town that just have so many different cultures. And so I think that Bordentown is wonderful because it got so many rich history here.
Do you mind if, I know we don't have a lot of time, but if you want to touch on a few of the historical points or points of interest in Bordentown to attract some of the historians?
We have the Manual Trading School, which is in Bordentown, and that is one of the first black colleges that was in Bordentown that was opened up in the 1800s, and it did a lot of educating a lot of different youth, and they was able to come out to be successful people.
And the place is so well known. There's a movie that was put out just recently, right? A documentary about the school. So Black boarding school.
Yes.
And now it's a juvenile detention center.
Yes. It was the Past and Times, I believe.
Place Out of Time, something of that nature.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're also known for the Clara Barton School, and Clara Barton is the founder of the Red Cross, am I right?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay.
And then we have
Thomas Paine. Okay, excellent. So for you history buffs, you just heard it from Ms. Terry Johnson, a resident of Bordentown. She's giving you a barrage of historical points of interest that you can visit while you're there celebrating. Now, let's talk about the event itself. What do you have lined up for Saturday?
Well, we have a great lineup. We have praise dancers, and we have African dancing, and also Bollywood. And we're just going to touch every culture as much as possible on that day. If we didn't touch it on dance, we're going to touch it in the fashion show, which we're going to use traditional clothing from Asia, from Africa. We got a couple of our models are from Nigeria, so it's just wonderful.
I've seen some of the clothing that came out of Nigeria, and you're right. The color is so brilliant and bright. It's just awesome.
Right.
What about the food? What kind of food are you going to have?
We have our soul food, which consists of barbecue spear rib, fried fish, sweet potato pie, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. We also have a Kenyan cuisine. He actually is from Africa, and he's going to be cooking all kind of Kenya food.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And what about vendors? What sort of vendors?
We have over 20 vendors at our event, and they're ranging from selling ethnic clothing, jewelry, books, ethnic art, and a lot of promotional information booths. We have Dyfus there talking more about adoption care and foster care. And we also have a lady that does specialize in jams, and also another lady specialized in herbal teas.
Wow. Okay, and I've read that you're going to have a performer there too.
Yes, we're going to have a performer. Her name is Diane Heiss, and she is a living historical interpreter of the Civil War era.
Okay. Is she doing a Pacific person? I thought she was...
She's doing the Civil War era, or she's going to key on one person? I think she's on a Francis...
Francis Harper?
Harper, yes. She's
going
to do Francis Harper. She does...
All right.
She will have a dress up as her and just and do an interpretation of life and times of that character. Well, she's not a character. She's a real-life person, but she's going to be doing a portrayal of Frances Harper.
Well, Frances Harper was very important in your area, and you're located in South Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia.
Yes.
So I think people will really learn a lot by watching Diane do this interpretation. So that brings me to talk about the children. The children can learn history from your performers like Diane. They can even take a tour around the city and the town and learn more about history in that form. So there's so many different ways that the students could be educated or your children could be educated. I think that that's a very good plus, and it's a way to get them revved up for back to school, which is real soon, right?
Yes, it is, right around the corner.
Okay. Now, Terry, let's talk about you. What in your background do you think contributes to your decision to organize this event?
Well, I think the reason why I started this is because when growing up, my family did a lot of dinners for Christmas, Thanksgiving, or just had Sunday dinners. And you look around the room, all my family members were so diverse. Either they were European, or they was Asian, or they was Puerto Rican. We just had a whole range of people in the room. And then they would bring their food. And then that was our connecting point of bringing soul food and their traditional food together. And once you get them in a room and talking about what they used to do when they was growing up, it just was a no-brainer that, you know, why don't I spill this out in the community?
Now, are you from New Orleans? It sounds like you're part of a big melting pot. Where are you from?
Nope, I'm from New Jersey.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that's interesting. So you had your cookouts look like I said, New Orleans. You had everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, go ahead.
And so it was just the conversation part of people just opening up once you're eating and just, you know, you just feel so fulfilled to hear the conversation in the room and all the rich history. You know, I thought that, you know, let's learn more about other cultures and let's eat and enjoy and have open minds about other diverse groups.
Okay, now can you give out your contact number?
Yes, I can be reached at my email address is theblackexperience@hotmail.com. And if you like to look at information, you can go onto Facebook, and if you key in Food for the Soul, a celebration of human diversity, you'll be able to see all the pictures that we had in the past years and also what our up-and-coming events are this year.
Wonderful. Now, how was this event received in the community? Because the community is mixed. Could you give us an idea of the demographics of Boys and
Girls? The majority of the community are white, and in the last couple of years, I would say in the last 10 years, there's been so many other ethnic groups coming into our community. So I think that's why it's so important to do this. We have Indian, we have Asian people coming from New York and Delaware in that area. And actually, there's people coming from the Louisiana area coming because of the shore is so close, and it seems like it's so connected. It's pretty much the same as in their hometown. So, and it still have you're still able to visit the major cities, but you still have the shore points.
Wow, that's a very good point. Wow, mm-hmm. So you're really drawing people from Louisiana.
Yes. Yes.
So you have some Katrina survivors as neighbors in Bordertown?
Yes, we sure do. We sure do. And we have, you know, we even have some family members that have been impacted with the Haiti situation with the earthquake and, you know, just hearing their stories and everything, too. But our Bordertown is just, it's like a little melting pot. And I think we're getting such a big response this year. I believe it's because of so many diverse people that are in Bordertown, and it's just the word of mouth is just spreading like wildfire out there.
Weren't you just on TV tonight? That's why you couldn't come on my show at 8:00.
Yes, I was. Sorry, but I'm making it now. But yes, I got a call in from Channel 12 News to do a segment on the Food for the Soul. So it should be airing tonight and all day tomorrow on Channel 12.
Excellent. So, and what year did you start this event?
I started in 2007.
And let's just go over the logistics, just in case someone is listening and may say, you know what, I've been thinking about doing the same thing, but, you know, I'm intimidated. You know, I don't even know where to start. Talk to me as if you were giving me advice on how to start a Food for the Soul in my town.
First of all, I think you really have to connect with people that have the same passion as you do. And by walking around your community and just talking to your family members, and that's how I really got started with my family members, and they said, why don't we just go ahead and do it? But do some legwork and go to a lot of diversity programs and see how they are ran, and then you'll see how to put a program event together.
What was the first office you had to visit?
Excuse me?
And City Hall. What type of paperwork did you have to fill out?
I went to Bordentown is a small town, but I went to the mayor. Being that I go to a lot of community meetings and go to the planning board meetings, I went directly to the mayor and says, "What do you think about doing an event showing diversity?" And he thought it was a great idea. So he says, "You know what? Write me an outline of what you think will entail in this program, this event, and what will, how long will it be, and who would you ask to participate?" And so once I filled out the outline, he reviewed it. He went to the planning board, and they had approved it and thought it was a great idea. It was a great asset to the community. And so the community just loved the idea, because this year I have several store owners also supporting me. Being that our event ends at 6 o'clock, we have a local business called Jesters, which they are having a live jazz performance, and that's free, and that you're welcome to, you know, walk down the street and enjoy the activities there. And then right across the street, there's a store called Ice Cream, Use Cream, and, of course, they sell ice cream. And they are welcoming anyone that comes to the program to show your raffle ticket, and they will give you a discount on ice cream.
Well, you know, Terry, you've come a long way, haven't you?
Yes.
And what year did you start?
2007.
2007. Mm-hmm. And I must admit, I was a part of it, right?
Yes, you were. You were from the very beginning that we met at a picnic. The food was the connector.
Right. Tell the audience about the picnic, because I think that's important, because it is part of Bordentown.
Yes. The Manual Trading School, they have a picnic every year, which is based on the film that was had a documentary on it. And they have a picnic every year, and all the alumni get together, and they reminisce of all their times in school, and they show pictures. They bring their grandchildren, their children. They have during the cookout, they may have a little activities like frisbee or things playing, and they have music playing. But it's just a wonderful time, and when me and you met, we were actually looking at your book, and then you were talking about your book. And I said, "Wow, I would love for you to come to my event to be one of my speakers." And you were so open to it, and you were my first lineup of a speaker. So I want to thank you for being part of that.
Oh, I thought it was a perfect match. I like your heart. I like your ideas. I think what you're doing is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think we need more of it. I'm very, very excited to be a part of it. I'm looking forward to coming down Saturday.
Yes.
I know it's growing. It's growing in leaps and bounds. People that I know from the New York area are coming down.
Great.
To share, you know, this experience of the food for the soul. What else is in the area? Let's go a little bit outside of Bordentown for people mm-hmm. who are not familiar. What are the neighboring towns, you know, famous neighboring towns?
Well,
universities.
There's Roebling, which they did the Roebling steel with the they made the steel for the bridges, the Brooklyn Bridge and the bridge in San Francisco Bridge.
Okay.
There is also Trenton, New Jersey is right next to us. That's our the capital of New Jersey.
What about the First Lady's alma mater? Princeton.
Oh, yes, Princeton. Yes, we're about 20 minutes from Princeton.
All right. And Princeton is a town where Einstein and Paul Robeson lived, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
So
they,
if you're in the area, you can tour those areas as well and learn more about Jersey and its role in history. Again, let's give out your Facebook page one more time because we're running out of time.
Okay, it's called Food for the Soul, A Celebration of Human Diversity. And my email address is theblackexperience@hotmail.com.
And you mentioned earlier some of these restaurants that are helping you out. And I think that's a good thing because you always want to acknowledge people that are there for you. And let's go through a list of them one more time just to give them your show your gratitude to them and make sure that your people, your neighbors, support these people who are supporting you.
Right. Jesters, they are a restaurant, and they will be having live jazz band playing, and they're located on Farnsworth Avenue. And Ice Cream, You Scream, Ice Cream Parlor, and they also is located on Farnsworth Avenue. And Farnsworth Avenue is our main strip in Bordentown, where all our shops and restaurants are located.
Do you still have the antique books and vintage books?
Yes, we
on
do.
The street?
Yep,
that's
we have,
how I found out about your town. That's how I learned about it. Go ahead.
Yes, we have antique shops, and we have an art gallery, and we have a ton of different types of restaurants in the area, too, from Latin cuisine and also Italian.
Okay. Now, some of the politicians, you mentioned the mayor was very helpful. Do you want to list some of their names and their roles as far as helping you?
Yes. Mayor Jim Lynch, he's been helping me out a great deal. I also want to thank Larry Denny. He's the one that encouraged me to continue with the program, and I want to thank him for it. I want to thank Assemblyman Joe Malone. He's also a great support in all the things that I work with. Heather Cheeseman, she's the commissioner of Bordentown. She helps me advertise and put in the around the stores and everything. So yeah, they are wonderful people. I really want to thank them for all their support.
Now your husband Rodney and your daughter and your young son, they all are working hard. I know every time I'm there, I see them very involved in the whole activity.
Yes, you'll probably kill me if I don't say anything. I almost did, so thank you. My husband Rodney is one of the backbones of my keep pushing me to go on, and he is a major source in keeping this program going and keeping me going. My daughter April, she's wonderful to do outreach with the fashion show and also working with young teenagers and young people just to get involved with history in Bordentown and history in general. And she had came up with the idea of having a fashion show and to bring the kids in or young adult so they can listen to the speakers so they can be enriched with all the cultural diversity conversations that we have. So I thought that was a good connector there that, you know, we need to connect our older people with our younger people so they will know their history.
And what about the library's role? I know they were there every year. I always seen, notice that they were present.
Yes, they gave us space to hold up our meetings there. They give us information on if we were doing PowerPoint presentation or preparing for our event. We have they were so helpful in giving us the information that we need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about as far as why people should come out? You know, if even if it's an hour ride, why is it worth the trip?
Well, it's first of all, it's going to be a gorgeous day. So I think it's going to be a beautiful ride coming to the Bordentown area. And like you said, there are so many towns you'd be going through in order to get to us. And we are easy access to the New Jersey Turnpike, 295 and also 130. And there's a ton of hotels if you want to just stay over a weekend. But
how far are you from Great Adventures? And I mentioned that. I also want to talk about the things you have for the children, because my daughter, who's 4 years old now, she loves all the activities you have there. But you're close to Great Adventures as well, right?
Yes, we are. We're about 15 minutes from Great Adventure, and that's exit 7 off the turnpike.
And your exit?
I'm exit 7 off the turnpike, and Great Adventure is exit 7A.
Wow, I didn't know you were that close. And what activities do you have lined up for the little kids?
For little kids, we have the moon bounce, so they can bounce their heart away all day. And just in case if they get tired, we have a vendor that's selling penny candy, so that can fuel them up to jump a little bit more. So we're going to have a penny candy corner, and we have all different candies from Sweetest Fish to Root Beer Barrel candies, Mary Jane's. We have Lemon Heads. We have all the little, and then you get a little nice little brown bag to put all your candy in. Of course, we can't sell it for a penny because, you know, inflation purposes. But you'll get it in a very reasonable account. So you'll see how much your dollar can stretch for the candy that you'll receive.
And that just says a lot when you said of the recession, because it
mm-hmm.
seems like you're really recession proof
because
you're growing.
Yeah,
you would think the worse the economy is getting, the less people would show up. But instead, it's just the opposite. You're becoming more and more popular.
Right, right. I think because it's the event is free to the public, so you don't. There's no admission fee. So you know, to sit there and enjoy food from a food vendor, you go and buy food from them and just enjoy all the activities that's going around. You can't ask for a better day.
And it is inside and outdoor, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that is our show, Terry. I'll be there Saturday. I'm looking forward to seeing you and all that you do. I want to thank you and your family and all the people you mentioned in Bordentown that helped you. I really appreciate it. I'm from Patterson, New Jersey, which is nothing like Bordentown. And I wish it was. I wish we worked as well together. I don't live in Patterson right now, but I was raised in Patterson. So, again, thank you, Terry, for what you're doing, and I'll see you Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We should heed a certain cause, 'cause the world, it seems, is right in this line. 'Cause there's a chance we're taking in needing our own lives. It seems we need nothing at all. I used to feel that I should give away my heart. Dying there.